I definitely hope that everyone had a chance to enjoy some turkey and dressing yesterday. I got a couple of hours, so I was able to enjoy some turkey and play with the grandkids a little bit, you know, take your mind off some other things. And so so that was enjoyable. But today we're back to work and we're back on it. And so as we look at today, from the injury standpoint, we have some guys who have improved. And so Lilja is going to try to see what he can do today. Brandon Albert, he's going to try something, but I don't know how much he's going to be able to get done. And then limited Maneri with his ankle, and then Asamoah with his thumb. But both of those guys did something yesterday at practice, and so I expect them to continue to do something today. And, you know, we're practicing a little bit later today because we missed some time yesterday afternoon after practice. So we made up this morning by extending the day just a little bit. So rather than 10:50, we're going to start at 11:50 on practice so that we can get caught up, and which allowed us to enjoy Thanksgiving. So that's where we are as we get ready to put the finishing touches on our preparation for the Broncos.
Well, you feel pretty good about Dwayne Bowe, his ability to play?
Yes, I think he's been improving each day, and I think that he's going to be okay.
Same with Baldwin?
Yes.
Dontari Poe, you seeing much progress with him?
Yeah, I think he's making good progress. And last week, I think he made a pass rush move and got to the quarterback and was able to pressure him. You know, he didn't get the sack, but he was right on him. And you know, and so in a one-on-one situation, I thought that was a nice move by him and showed good improvement.
Fair to say he's a little bit ahead maybe in the pass rush part of it than in the other part of it?
Well, you know, we've said all along that he might be able to help us more on sub than other noses we've had in the past, and I think that that's still the case.
Is this maybe where you expected him to be at this point in the season? Is he ahead, behind?
No, I think he's kind of on schedule. You know, if you remember in talking about our defense and how long it takes guys to get acclimated, in the past, guys who have been drafted in the first round and started to play, it takes them about three quarters of a season to feel comfortable about how we want them to play, what their responsibilities are, and those kind of things. And so I think he's adapted very well.
In the last two games since you elevated Gary Gibbs to the defensive coordinator, what have you seen from the defense? Are you pleased with what you've seen so far?
Well, I was pleased on Monday night, not as pleased on Sunday afternoon. Our system is in place, and we play our system. And when we do what we're supposed to do, we play decent football. And when we forget to do what we're supposed to do, then we give up plays.
Is there anything that a new coordinator could do to get guys' attention better just because he's new?
Well, the fact that he's new and he's different, I think that in itself gets guys' attention. And, you know, he might run things just a little bit differently as far as the meetings go and those kind of things. But I think practice is practice, and there's not much change that will occur during practice.
Have you been generally pleased with your offensive coordinator? I mean, I know there's been problems with execution and with turnovers. But generally speaking, have you been pleased with the way the offense has been coached?
At times. I mean, you know, hey, this is a result-driven business we're in, and when you get results, you feel good about it. When you don't get results, you don't feel good about it. And there have been some ups and downs, you know, offensively, you have a 17-play drive, you know, and a 17-play drive is a pretty good drive in the NFL, even though we didn't get points out of it, you know, but 17 plays, that's 17 plays. So you're doing something right to be able to control the ball and move the ball for 17 plays. And so not only 17 plays, we have, and other times, have had 12-play drives and 15-play drives. You know, so those things are positive. The negatives, as we all know, have occurred a lot of times with the turnovers and not being able to score in the red zone.
Over the last couple of years, the league has really put the emphasis on hits on the field. I mean, defenders, I don't know how many offensive guys have been fined the last 3 years, but it's not very many. And then just this week, we had Ed Reed suspended for a day until he appealed because he was a so-called repeat offender. What do you tell your players? What are they coming and talking to you about as to how do we play defense?
Well, we have to play defense within the rules, and we know what the rules are, so we have to adjust to maybe what they're used to as far as defense is concerned and what maybe they were told before they got to us. But basically the big thing is lowering your target, you know. Don't hit guys in the head. You lower your target and you hit them in the shoulder, in the numbers area. And if you'll do that, then you shouldn't be getting penalties because they are not putting the emphasis on hits, you know, to the numbers area and to the body. It's hits to the head. Or when a guy is defenseless and you know he's defenseless and then still taking a shot at that time.
Elam got a 15-yard penalty for supposedly hitting a defenseless receiver. And it appeared a shoulder-to-shoulder hit. I mean, are you concerned at all that sometimes these guys are going to be in that split second can make all the difference?
Well, sure. That split second can make a difference. And what you hope for is that you hope for consistency in the calls, and then those guys who are making the calls understand that in some of those bang-bang situations, you know, that you should be cognizant of the fact that if you don't make the tackle, the guy's going to run for a touchdown.
Did you learn anything? I learned that if you're a coach and there's a scoring play that I don't think is a swing play, I better not throw that flag.
Well,
did you know that one?
Yes. I mean, the officials, they do a good job. They come into the locker room before the game, and they talk about, you know, do you have the flag, coach? And I said, yes. And they said, well, make sure that you hang on to it on scoring plays and turnovers. The league, they've made a big emphasis on that. The officials, when they come in the offseason, they talk to you about that, and they tell you that this is going to be the change. Turnovers, we're going to review turnovers, and we're going to review scoring plays. So keep the flag in your pocket.
That's something you do every game?
Every game.
Every game they tell you this?
Yeah.
But still, coach, I mean, don't you think that's kind of a dumb rule? I mean, one mental lapse by a coach who's emotionally involved can validate an obvious mistake by the officials.
You know the.
Maybe you don't want to answer that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The rules are the rules, and we have to live within the rules.